डॉक्टर रानी डिक्टेटिंग ऑन रॉय आर ओ आई ब्रिंडमा बी आर आई एन डी ए एम ओ यू आर सीन ऑन 22nd of January फॉर द फर्स्ट पेशेंट इज इन टू एस्टैब्लिश केयर विद ब्राइटन इंटर्न मेडिसिन ही डज हैव मल्टीपल प्रॉब्लम बट ही इज बेसिकली हियर टू गेट सम एंटीबायोटिक्स बिकॉज ही हैड the swelling and cystic abscess on the left forearm just below the elbow. He does have a history of MRSA in the past. He's not having any temperature chills, any nausea, vomiting. He doesn't remember having any insect bite or was exposed to any sick patient. Complete review of systems and past medical history, medications, social history, family history reviewed in detail and documented. On examination, he is alert oriented. His weight is 229. His other vitals are stable except for blood pressure is slightly elevated, 140 by 98. Pulse is regular, irregular. Head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils and large, no paramegaly, no carotid bleed. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no waist, no bronchi, no cackles, good inventory, serious asthma, has two audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, balls on the positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, form extremities, general condition of the skin is consistent with burnt marks on both the hands and face, top and back of the head and neck. He does have erythematous indurated swelling on the left forearm just below the dorsum of the elbow. The skin is tight, erythematous, tender, and in the central area there's a small pustular appearance, but no fluctuations or no discharge. assessment and plan number one, patient is here to establish care with Brighton Internal Medicine. With complaints of having left forearm infected cystic abscess, I'm going to start him on clindamycin and Bactrim. The patient does have history of MRSA in the past. Number two is chronic arthritis with history of degenerative joint disease. Number three is coronary heart disease. Number four is hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and chronic pain syndrome. The patient will be referred to psych, get all her medical records and chronic pain syndrome. He will be referred to pain clinic. Everything was explained to him in detail. All his questions were answered to his satisfaction. Patient was emphasized on the importance of diet, low salt, low carb, low fat, and exercise. And we also made him clear that we will not be able to continue giving him a narcotics, and that's the reason he was referred to pain clinic. Next patient is Vera V-E-R-A, Jeffries, J-E-F-F-R-I-E-S, seen on 22nd of January with complaints of having sinus congestion, headache, post-nasal drip cough for almost about 4 days. She's feeling very fatigued, lethargic, with chills. Complete review of system has done past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. Patient is alert, oriented, very lethargic, vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic. She does have pressure tenderness in the forehead and maxillary sinuses, eyes, ears, normal nasal mucosa, erythematous, swollen throat is normal, mild subventral lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no waist, no bronchi, serious asthma, to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is soft, non tender, pulse are positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, form extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, a postnasal drip with sinusitis. Number two is cough. Number three is fatigue, chills. Number four is history of hyperlipidemia. And good. A detailed discussion was done with the patient at this point. I'm going to start on doxycycline, prednisone, diprofenhagen with codeine because she does have history of bronchitis in the past. Everything was explained to the patient in detail. She needs to stick on to a good healthy diet and follow past needed patient is not feeling better, you should go to ER. Next patient is Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, or Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, seen on 22nd of January with complaints of having difficulty in swallowing. She's been hurting because of the dryness and feels like something is getting stuck in her throat. She does have history of multiple sclerosis. On examination, she's a very sweet lady, unable to communicate properly. She's sitting in a wheelchair. Vitals are stable, head is bronchopneumonic, eyes, ears, nose normal, throat is consistent with pharyngeal erythema, her tongue is very raw, dry, and erythematous with white coating, no submandibular lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly, no carotid void. General condition of the skin is normal, lungs are clear to auscultate. No vesinal occlusive assessment is too audible, extremities, no edema assessment is plan number one. Oral thrush with symptoms of dysphagia. Number two is history of multiple sclerosis. Going to start on nystatin, swish and swallow. So as explained to her husband, and she needs to drink fluids, keep well hydrated, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Walter, W-A-L-T-R-A-U-D. Walcott, Tabaka, D-A-B-A-K-A, seen on 22nd of January for a pre-op clearance for a rectal polyp surgery on 24th of January 2013 by Dr. Amelia, A-M-A-L-I-A, J. Stefano, S-T-E-F-A-N-O-U. The patient recently had a colonoscopy and they were unable to get this polyp, rectal polyp out. She also has a history of triple aneurysm. She's feeling fine otherwise. She continues to smoke and at this point she doesn't want to give up. Complete review system was done, past medical history, medication reviewed in detail. On examination, she's alert, oriented, not in distress. Vitals are stable, head is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid void. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no vesinal honk and no crackles, good avian, serious assessment to audible, regular numbness, no CVD. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender pulse on the positive, no vitrectomegaly, no CVA tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, patient is here for pre-op clearance. Surgical clearance for removal of rectal polyp on 24th of January 2013 by Dr. Amelia J. Stefano. And the patient at this point is not having any acute problems. She's doing fine. She will be cleared for surgery on 24th of January. And with the history of triple aneurysm, number 4 is history of GERD, number 5 is nicotine addiction. Patient was emphasized on the importance of quitting smoking. An EKG and chest X-ray with an EKG showed slight left atrial abnormality, and the chest X-ray was reviewed with the patient, but I still don't have the official report. Everything was explained to the patient in detail, all the questions were answered to satisfaction. She was emphasized on the importance of quitting smoking. Next patient is Billy Bishop, B-I-L-L-Y, Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P, seen on 22nd of January with complaints of having swelling and erythema and a tender spot on his right upper arm, just below the shoulder. This has been going on for a few days now. He does have a history of MRSA in the past. No temperature chills, nausea, vomiting. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medication review. On examination, he's not in distress. Alert, oriented, vitals are stable, head is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid void, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No vesinal honk, no crackles, good adventitious, serious assessment as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD. Abdomen is soft, non-tender pulse, from the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable warm extremities. His right shoulder was examined. He does have swelling in duration just below the anterior joint with erythema and tenderness. There is no, there are few vesicular spots around the central of the swelling. No fluctuation seen. Assessment and plan number one, right upper arm cellulitis. Questionable cystic abscess. Number two is hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Number four is impaired blood glucose and GERD. I'm going to start this patient on clindamycin and Cipro, and a detailed discussion was done. He can start applying warm compresses and follow up in a couple days. If the symptoms get worse, he needs to call office. Next patient is Wanda Vicky, W-A-N-D-A, Vicky, W-I-C-K-E, seen on 22nd of January for a follow-up from ER visit after she was seen yesterday after spilling boiling water on her right lower extremity. She was seen in the ER. The wound was cleaned. She's feeling fine. She's applying Silverdine. And she just wants to know if she needs to continue doing the dressing and how long she can stay off of work. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's a little bit lethargic. She is in slight pain. Her vitals are slightly elevated. Blood pressure. Head is normal. Cephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat. Normal. No tonsils. Enlarged. No thoracolumbar. No carotid. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze. No bronchi. No crackles. Good ventral serious. As soon as too audible. Regular. No murmurs. No GVD. Abdomen is soft. Non-tender balls on the positive extremities. No edema. No cast. And then his pulses. Palpable. Warm extremities. Her right lower extremity was examined. She does have almost a patch of 5 centimeter denuded skin area on the shin of right lower extremity above the ankle with slight granulation tissue from the healing tissue from the surroundings. No areas of any pus. Assessment and plan number one, status post burn. And the patient was seen in ER. We will do the dressing today and I'll start on Keflex. Number two is fatigue with questionable depression and fibromyalgia. I'm going to give her samples of Cymbalta 30 mg and 60 mg to be started and follow up. Number three is aches and pains in the muscles and joints, arthritis, degenerative joint disease, and hypertension, hyperlipidemia. The patient will be seen in few weeks for a follow up and the dressing will be done. I want to order a complete blood work. She needs to stick onto a good healthy diet. Exercise, and she was given a letter for staying off from work. Next patient is Deborah Thoraich, D-E-B-O-R-E-H, R-A-H, Thoraich, T-W-O-R-E-K, seen on 22nd of January for a repeat pap in the pelvic. Last time it was insufficient to get the results, so this time we had to give her another examination. After doing the prep, the patient had a pap and a pelvic examination, mild discharge seen, cervix was visualized, cultures were taken from the os and adnexa, and the patient was given a script for terazole vaginal cream. Assessment and plan number one, pap and a pelvic. Number two is history of atropic vaginitis and mild candidiasis. I'm going to give her terazole vaginal cream, and the patient was discharged. Next patient is Shelley, Shelley Koski, KOSKI, seen on 22nd of January for a complete physical. The patient has been very fatigued and she is unable to sleep properly with no energy at all. She recently has been very depressed and down, and she's been missing her daughters. Complete review of system work done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's a very sweet lady. Her vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal. No tonsils enlarged. No thyromegaly. No carotid buoy. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze, no bronchi. No crackles. Good air ventricle. CVS S1 S2 audible. Regular. No murmurs. No GVD. Abdomen soft, non-tender, pulses positive. Extremities no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable. Warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. The joints were examined. The patient does have mild limitation of movements at both the knee joints and lumbar spine area. Otherwise, focal neurological examination is completely unremarkable. Assessment and plan number one, patient is here for a complete physical. With symptoms of extreme fatigue, lethargy with no energy. Number two is depression. Number three is a chronic backache. Number four is degenerative joint disease and arthritis. The patient will be given some Vicodin. She will continue using her Neurontin and Xanax along with Nexium since she had severe GERD in the past. She will continue using lisinopril as well. Need to stop smoking as soon as possible and stay on a good healthy diet and exercise as tolerated. We also discussed about taking some SSRIs. At this point, patient doesn't want to use anything, but since vitamin D levels are low, I wanted to start taking 2,000 units and a Centrum multivitamin. Everything was explained to her in detail. All her questions are answered to her satisfaction. Next patient is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Levens, L-E-A-V-E-N-S, seen on 22nd of January for a follow-up on blood pressure. She's doing fine since she started taking medication. Her blood pressure has started coming down on examination. Her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, nose, throat, normal lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchi. CVS S1 S2 audible, abdomen soft, extremities, no edema. No calf tenderness. Assessment and plan number one, follow-up on blood pressure, which seems to be coming down. Emphasis was made on a low salt, low fat, low carb diet, exercise, and follow-up as needed.